The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
They say it takes a big man to admit he's wrong, but I say it takes an even bigger man to admit he's never wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you that bigger man, Eric Metaxas.
I admit it, Todd. Thank you. Hey, folks, we've got a surprise for you. Unless you already know what I'm going to say, and then it's not a surprise. But if you don't, it's a surprise. I'm sitting here with, to some people, an icon. She's too young, really, to be an icon. But if you're familiar with Annie's Pretzels, the eponymous Annie is with me. Ann Beiler, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric. I am so excited to be here.
I only had you on because I'm dying to use the word eponymous. You really are the woman behind Auntie Annie's Pretzels. Uh-huh. And because a lot of times people think that that's made up, like, you know, Aunt Jemima or something. But no. There's a real you're she. You are she.
I am she. Yes, I am. And many people like you, they know about Auntie Anne's Pretzels, but they truly think that Auntie Anne is like an Aunt Jemima somewhere.
I am made up and well. You're made up. You're like Uncle Ben's converted rice. Like, there's no Uncle Ben. But there's an Auntie Annie. Now, it's a little bit, you're sort of like, the Colonel Sanders of pretzels.
Mm, yes.
How insulting to say to a woman on one's own program. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. Don't feel bad.
You've got a real story, and you've written a book about it, so that's why we're here. I want you to tell your story. The book is called The Secret Lies Within, an inside-out look at overcoming trauma and finding purpose in the pain. You have a real story. Before we go to the beginning, when did you found Annie's Pretzels?
Auntie Anne's was created in 1988, and we started at a little farmer's market in Downingtown, Pennsylvania, and we were there the first year. We opened one store in February, the second one in July. And we had no idea that Auntie Anne's was going to go on to become an international franchise company. But I went to work, Eric, just to make the dough. Okay. I mean, pay the bills.
Okay.
There was really no plan behind it, except I just went to work to support my husband.
Right. And you have really dramatically succeeded. There are now 1,900 locations. Do you sell keto pretzels?
And no, we do not.
Oh, darn.
Sorry,
because I could eat them. But you you sold the business, 15, 14 years ago?
In 05, yes. We built the company up to about 900 locations at that time, and it was a really fast growth for me, this little Amish girl from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, who had never done any kind of business before. And we find ourselves going around the world selling pretzels and lemonade. And we didn't do that. I didn't travel there in my horse and buggy. I actually flew around the country.
Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have horse-drawn planes that I'm unaware of?
No, they do not. They're not allowed to fly on the planes.
Well,
you know that.
I think I knew that. That was really the basis of the stupid joke. All right. So your book is called The Secret Lies Within, an inside-out look at overcoming trauma and finding purpose in the pain. Looking at you, you're such a joyful, successful person. Most people wouldn't know, and I'm included in that group, that you've really suffered. And the book is about dealing with that and overcoming it. So tell us your story and what are some of the things you had to go through?
Well, so as I mentioned, I grew up in an Amish home in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. My mom and dad were loving parents. There were eight of us kids. And I would say that my home life was very, almost idyllic. It was very, I was safe. I was secure. Didn't know a whole lot about the outside world, but knew enough to, my dad always read the newspaper. And what really broke my understanding of my little world was when Mom and Dad went to a farmer's market in Philadelphia called Normandy Square. And that's when my eyes were opened to the other world. But it was really a great...
How old were you?
I was about 11 years old at that time.
So that's the first time you'd seen the world outside of the Amish country, roughly?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Or in that dramatic way of going to Philadelphia.
That's correct. And my dad, he loved people, and we were in that farmer's market. There was all kinds of very diverse, and my dad just loved everybody and had a blast with everybody, and it was so fun just to meet a whole new world of people that we'd never known. But I loved this experience. And so growing up in that culture, we were also taught, actually almost nonverbally, that love God and keep his commandments. And if you do that, and if I'm a really good girl, then God will bless me, and he'll be very pleased with me. And so I really set out to be a good girl to please Mom and Dad, but also my Heavenly Father. I accepted Christ at a young age of 12, and so I set out to be good, because that was really important to me. And so we ended up building a church on my mom and dad's farm. It was a non-denominational church.
You mean
I
your
left
mom
the Amish.
Your mom and dad built a church?
No, there was 11 of us that had a vision for a really relationship with Christ, kind of a church, instead of the religious
11 of
order.
You within the Amish.
That's correct.
Within the Amish.
Amish Mennonite. At
decided,
that time.
Were you, by establishing this church, were you breaking away from the Amish? Was it traumatic for your parents?
It was. Mom and Dad had left the old order Amish, and by now we were in the we call the black car Amish, or the Amish Mennonite, meaning that we could have a black car. My dad could farm with tractors. That's why he left.
Why a black car?
I don't know. I don't have
answers. But you could have an automobile that was colored black.
That's correct. And we had electricity.
And was the car allowed to have, like, zippers?
The dresses were not allowed to have zippers.
Okay, but the cars... No, this is so interesting. I mean, my natural language is to tease and to joke, because it's so fascinating to me, the different ways we process what the Bible
says.
But so your parents had left... What did you call it?
The old order Amish,
okay.
Which was horse and buggy, no electricity, when I was three. And that's when we went to the black car Amish, which we looked very Amish, but we were moving on up, let me tell you.
It's like Reformed Jews.
It is
like,
similar, very similar,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were still very serious about your faith. And how old were you when you decided to start this church?
20. We got married when I was 19. My husband was 21. That's what you do when you're Amish. Your only dream is to have your own family.
Yeah.
It's all about family.
Well, it's not a bad dream.
That's a great dream.
It's a wonderful dream. But so you get married young, and then you and your husband, were you uncomfortable with the strictures of even this newer Amish sect?
Again, going back to Philadelphia, I realized that there's a whole world of people out there that are loving and kind and love God. And I'm like, wow, I can't live this restricted lifestyle. I couldn't fit in that box. And so moving out of that into a more less rigid was freeing for us at that time.
But it was still... You still were very serious about your Christian faith.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the Amish people, they do believe in God. They have the basics of Christianity. They're all about good works. And that's...
I've never heard that. That's interesting.
They're all about good works. And today in the Amish culture, you will hear more about their belief system, which is they do believe that Jesus is the Son of God. But alongside that, they also believe it's really important to do good works and to be good people and to
It's not that that isn't important. The question, of course, is, you know, is that what makes us, quote unquote, saved? I mean, most Christians would say it's not that.
Correct.
But at the same time that we want to do good works,
absolutely.
It's just kind of the motivation and the stress on exactly which
great way to put it.
Is it the chicken or the egg or something like that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you start a church with your husband and you said another nine people?
That's correct.
And what happened?
Well, it was one of those Holy Spirit. It was early 70s, if you remember the Jesus movement and all of that. It was
certainly,
during that time.
Yeah.
And Lancaster County was... all shook up. I mean, it just really
just by this church.
Absolutely. Yes.
Because right in the heart of Mennonite country, these Jesus freaks, these young people.
And within a few years, we had about 1,000 people attending that church. It was a beautiful piece of property. We built a gorgeous church.
Was your husband the pastor?
No, he was a youth pastor. And so it was a very exciting time. We would have cousins, relatives, families come to this church to see what is going on. And it was a wonderful time.
Let's hit pause there, but we're going to be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Ann Beiler. You may know her as Auntie Ann of Pretzel fame. Yes, that's right. We'll be right back. The book is The Secret Lies Within.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A few years ago, my wife and I couldn't find great bedding in any stores, so we founded our own company. I'm Scott Tannen, the founder of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets. My wife Missy and I spent months developing the super soft, organic cotton fabric we're now known for. Since then, we've helped millions of people, including three U.S. presidents, get a great night's sleep. You could compare them to $1,000 sheets, but we sell them for a fraction of the price because spending that much on sheets is bonkers. Right now, check out our luxury flannel collection. It sells out every year. That's because Bull & Branch flannel is cozy but breathable. Cool sleepers and hot sleepers all love it. You can try us risk-free for 30 nights, but I think it'll only take one to convince you. And right now, get $50 off at bullandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM. Save $50 at bullandbranch.com with promo code CALM. Bullandbranch.com, promo code CALM.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Hey, folks, it's Eric with Taxes Show. I'm talking to Ann Byler. You may know her as Auntie Ann of Pretzel fame. She has a book out called The Secret Lies Within, an inside-out look at overcoming trauma and finding purpose in the pain. And the title is a double entendre. It's very clever. The Secret Lies Within, or The Secret Lies Within. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit of both, as intended. But I know there's some, obviously from the subtitle, some pain. So here you are, a young woman. This church is thriving. What happens next?
Well, in my Amish tradition, the church where I grew up in, I was taught, I really felt that life is good and God is harsh. And if I do it all right, then God will bless me. If I don't, then he will be displeased.
So that was
so
still
that
hanging
was my
with
theology.
You.
Theology. It yeah. stayed with me for many, many years.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't really about grace. It was all about doing it just right. And so I feel like that was the theology that I lived and believed. And so when tragedy struck our home in the height of our spiritual success, I mean, we were as high as we thought we'd ever be in Christ. And knowing now that you're never there, right? But at that time, it was a very exciting time. And our youngest daughter, Angela Joy, was 19 months old at the time. And she walked out of our double wide trailer to go have breakfast with my mom, who was on the farm. We all lived together there. And before she got to my mom's house, my dad has a had a sand. He my sister was driving a bobcat and hauling sand. And as she was doing that, she didn't see Angie that morning. And when she turned the bobcat to go forward, she saw Angie in front of the bobcat. She was killed instantly that morning.
Oh, my gosh. 19 months?
Yes, and Angie was...
So she's walking.
Yes.
At 19 months...
To my mom's house. I know that sounds silly, but we lived out in the country, and
sweet. It's so innocent and amazing. Okay, so you had other children. She was your youngest.
We had a 4-year-old and Angie
and
at
Angie.
That time.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I can't think of anything more horrible. Based on what you just said, it sounds like you felt God must be displeased with me.
Well, you know, my dream was to have a family. And when Angie was killed, my dreams were shattered. And my question became the question that everyone asks when something bad happens. Why, God? Why did you let this happen to me? I was a good girl. I was doing all the right things. And I know it sounds silly, but that's where I lived.
How do you not
time.
Ask those questions, even if you, whether you're a good girl or not a good girl?
Correct.
The point is that no one, certainly no one who's a parent, as I am, can fathom anything worse, really, than losing a child. And if you don't ask why, you're not a human being. How do you not ask why?
But I felt, I mean, asking the question, there were really no answers to that. And as Angie made her ascent into heaven that morning, in a split second, you know, she was in the arms of Jesus. And but I began my slow and gradual descent into a world of spiritual confusion and emotional pain, which I knew nothing about up until that point. There was never anything that happened in my life that was dramatic in any way.
And you were obviously very young.
I was 27 years old at that time. And I went into this place, and then, Eric, I began to feel bad for feeling bad, because going to church every Sunday, feeling like I need to be an overcomer, like I need to be more than a conqueror, and I certainly didn't feel like I was more than a conqueror at that time. So I began to feel bad for feeling bad, and in this place of grief, Jonas and I, my husband and I, just began to emotionally disconnect, and there was like the Great Wall of China between us. There was no connection.
Excuse me. When you hear that a lot, that when a child is lost, the marriage obviously suffers horribly.
Or
at least can.
No, absolutely. And back in the day, we didn't go to a support group. I didn't read a book about. We didn't know where to go. And also in our culture, it was pretty important that you don't talk about it. Whatever it is that bothers you, it's like mainly just be, you know, kind of get over it kind of mentality. And my mom and dad didn't say that to us, of course not, but that's what I always felt like. I really don't have the right to talk about this, which is very sad, but we do have a right to talk about the things that bother us and the trauma, the traumatic experiences that we have. It's really okay to talk about it, but I didn't know that at that point. So
you sort of bottled it up, and how did that manifest itself?
We bottled it up. My husband and I both, we barely existed together, and we'd gone from a vibrant marriage to a marriage that simply existed, and I ended up going to see my pastor 5 months later. I'm distraught. I don't understand why I can't begin to feel better. And so I went to see my pastor, and before I left his office that day, he took advantage of me. And when that happened, I was stunned, like, what does this mean? I didn't understand abuse of spiritual power, certainly didn't understand sexual abuse. And I walked away from his office blaming myself. I must have done something wrong. And I decided that I would keep a secret. I would never tell anyone because nobody would believe me. And so at that point, I felt like my voice, looking back, I understand now that my voice was taken from me.
That's so so horrifying, so bleak. The idea that a young mother suffering in this way would go to a pastor, and that he would do such a thing. I assume it just happened once.
No. The secret that I kept then kept me in a 6-year-long silent relationship.
Oh, gosh.
Of abuse of every kind. And Angie's death brought me deep grief, but my abuse from Pastor took me into deep, very deep despair. And
you
I felt like there was no way out.
You felt you couldn't share it with your husband.
No, there's...
And why? I just have to ask.
You know, Eric, I mean, I live such a different life today, you know, because I've overcome through the power of confession. But back in the day, there was so much pain and blame and shame that I just assumed this is the way life is. And I continued to go to church. He continued to be my pastor. And I couldn't tell because would anybody believe me? So obviously, my self-confidence, my spirituality, all of it was just completely gone. And I felt unlovable, unforgivable, and there was really no hope. I was at the end.
And you obviously continued going through the motions, which is all the more painful even to think about, that you were keeping up this facade.
It's so hard to pretend. It's so hard. It takes so much energy to pretend.
Yeah.
And yet many of us do it. We want everyone to think that all is well when on the inside we're falling apart and disconnected. I love a quote by Dr. Richard Dobbins, and he says, alone we die, connected we live. And I was living alone, and I was totally disconnected from those that I loved the most.
Wow. This is... Are we into the 80s at this point?
Yes, this was 1982, the end of it all, 1982.
So how were you able eventually to process this and move on?
Hmm. Well, the unchangeable, unlovable, unforgivable was my truth. That's what I live with. And the biggest lie was, you know, I cannot tell. And the other lie was that if I do tell my husband that he would divorce me. There was no doubt in my mind because I am so ashamed and so filled with guilt. There was no way out for me except that he would tell me to leave.
And at some point, is that because at some point in this you felt complicit?
I guess I did, yes. Yes, I really felt like I had to carry this burden. I mean, I believed in God's grace for the world, but there wasn't really enough for me.
Yeah.
And another quote that Dr. Dobbins says, and I love, is the lost needs to be saved, and the saved need to be healed. And I didn't understand that there was healing for me. And so I discovered the verse, James 5:16. There's really a happy ending to my story, Eric.
I know. That's why we're here, and that's why you wrote a book. But we have to go through this
yes,
first.
Yes, of course,
And you're referring, by the way, to, is it Dr. Dobson we're talking about?
Dr. Richard Dobbins.
Dobbins.
He passed on 2 years ago.
Richard Dobbins.
He's no longer with us.
Okay.
Yes, Dr. Richard Dobbins out of Emerge Ministries. They still have a counseling center in Akron, Ohio. Emerge Ministries.
Emerge Ministries.
And he really was the man that helped me with my theology and really was able to get me on track with the fact that what I know today is that life is hard. God is good no matter what happens to us. God is good. And I do not confuse the two anymore.
Wow.
I know that life is hard, and I know that God is good.
I want to get to the rest of the story when we come back, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. You can find us at MetaxasTalk.com or on YouTube, the Eric Metaxas Show channel. We'll be right back.
I never said I was a victim of circumstance. I still belong.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Pacific Gas and Electric shutting off the power to another 605,000 customers in Northern California. Meanwhile, the blaze in Northern California wine country exploding in size. The fire now covering more than 100 square miles, destroying at least 40 homes. Nearly 200,000 people remain under evacuation orders. A federal judge has blocked an Alabama abortion ban. It would have made the procedure a felony at any state of pregnancy in almost all cases. General Motors' third quarter net profit fell 7%. As a strike by the United Auto Workers Union halted U.S. vehicle production. Ford recalling 320,000 transit full-size vans in North America because the drive shafts can fail. The recall covers the 2015 through 2017 model years. This is SRN News.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Thanksgiving is coming up. Prepare your home for holiday guests with brand new blinds, shades, or plantation shutters from Blinds.com. If you haven't tried Blinds.com before, now is the perfect time because Blinds.com is guaranteeing delivery by Thanksgiving or your order is free. Go to Blinds.com now through November 3rd and save up to 45% on blinds, shades, and shutters from Blinds.com. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well,
There were peasants singing and drummers drumming and the archers split the tree.
Hey, folks, that's Neil Young right before his voice changed. Fascinating historical document. We're talking to Ann Byler. Maybe you know her as Auntie Ann of Pretzel fame. Really an extraordinary story, and Ann, extraordinary that you're willing to share it, because it's painful just to hear. We can't imagine what it would be like to live it. So how did you find your way out of what sounds like hell?
Yes, I really felt like I was at the brink of holding on to a cliff with my fingers, knowing that any moment I'm gonna drop into an abyss of darkness that I would never come out. That was reality for me. But there's a verse in the little book of James at the end of one of the last books in the Bible, and it's found in James 5:16, and the power of confession, and I call it a new view of confession. And this confession works personally, it works in our family, it works in our businesses, it works in our churches, and in every area of life. Confess your faults, your problems, your sins, your struggles. What is it that bothers you? One to another is what James said. Confess your faults one to another, and then pray for one another, and then you will be healed. I mean, it's such a short verse, but the power of that promise, Eric, is I didn't see it at the time. I didn't understand that verse exactly the way I understand it today. But what I understand today is that secrets kill us. And I truly believe Satan wants us to believe lies, stay in our pain, keep our secrets.
Of course.
And if we do, we will never fulfill the purpose that God has for us. And during my time of darkness, there were three types of confession that I began to understand. One was the bedside prayers. I talked to Jesus about everything, and he always hears me and understands. And I knew he would keep my secret. But I also knew he loved me and he cared for me. The second type was the journaling, which the psalmist David did. He journaled. We all love his journal, right? He was real. And the third type of confession is the one-to-another confession, which I mentioned. And one day as I was on my knees, God spoke to me and said, get up off your knees and go tell your husband about what's going on in your life. Now, let me tell you something. I said, no, I want to just stay. I just want to talk to you about this, Father. I don't want to talk to my husband. I don't want to talk to anyone. It was a secret for 6 years that I had never disclosed to anyone in any way, shape, or form. And so go tell your husband was a mandate. It was I knew in my heart, but wow, I did not want to. Sweaty palms, my heart racing, crying all the way out to my husband's little body shop in my little blue Toyota pickup truck. I don't want to do this. But I did, Eric, and I wish I'd have time to tell you a story about what happened. And James 5:16 is not about predicting an outcome. When you do the confession, the new view of confession is really meant to set you free. It's all about the highest form of communication. It's about being strong. It's about being courageous, about talking about the things that matter the most to you, your deepest pain, your deepest secrets, to someone that loves you and that you can trust. And that's the beginning for me. When I went to tell my husband, as I told him, the look on his face was devastating to me. And so I did a very, very, very short confession, and I walked away. There was no hugs, there was no tears, there was no response from him. I was a shell. I had nothing to give, except I knew I had to make that confession that morning. But let me tell you, the response that was, my husband and I will be married 51 years, the 14th of this month. And I am grateful for a good man in my life that through it all, he loved me so unconditionally. And I was so surprised by his response to my confession that I was blown away by it. And again, we didn't say a whole lot about it, but we had a conversation that night when he came home from work. And he just said to me, "Hun, if I know that you want to be happy, I know you've been very unhappy, but I want you to know, I don't want you to go. I want you to stay here with me and the girls. But if you need to go to be happy, then just let me know. And I'll help you pack your bags. I'll help you find a place. But you have to take the girls with you because they need their mother. That was the kind of love that was given to me at the darkest day of my life. It is the kind of love that is unconditional and life-changing. It took me from the confession and his love, took me from great darkness to amazing light that I cannot describe.
Well, I mean, hearing this, you know, nobody could predict that outcome, and how happy to hear that's the kind of a man your husband is. You know, as I hear you talk about confession, it's interesting because obviously the Catholic Church is very familiar with confession.
Absolutely.
And Luther changed some things, but somehow we've drifted away from confession, and we kind of figured, well, we're not going to do that kind of confession. But the confessing one to another, which is commanded, it's not something that happens in most Christian lives that I know. In the evangelical world, it's just something that people don't do, and it's fascinating to me because by forgetting that, we lock ourselves in these prisons of pain. What you've just shared is so painful. We're going to go to a break here. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Ann Byler. The title of the book is The Secret Lies Within. We'll be right back.
Sharing the horizons that are new to us. Watching the signs along the way.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home
Advisor. Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Ann Byler of Auntie Ann's Pretzels fame. The book is The Secret Lies Within. Ann, you were just talking about this view of confession.
Well, I think that all of us, we may feel like confession is subjective. I really don't want to tell anybody about something bad I have done. But I want to challenge all of us to look at it in a different way. It's not really subjective. I feel like the James 5:16 model, the want to know the confession, is really meant to set us free. And it's meant for us to be able to communicate at the highest level. It's meant for us to set ourselves free. So it's kind of like what I did with my husband when I confessed to him. Let me tell you, it was humiliating. It was hard. I was so shame-filled. So I feel like the hard confession is important sometimes. But in the Amish church, we had the old view of confession. If I did something really bad, then I would stand in front of the whole congregation. I never had to do that. But that's one of the reasons why I determined I'm going to be a good girl. Because if you did,
it's kind of a shaming thing.
Oh, my God. It was completely shaming. And then we also have the view of confession in the Catholic Church, which you mentioned. We go to the priest and we tell him what we've done wrong. And that's, you know, hoping that the priest will absolve our sin in some way. And then there's the courtroom kind of wrongdoing. Like I go to court and I did something really bad. I'm really hoping the judge, if I confess to him, that he'll maybe he'll free me anyway. There'll be grace there. But the confession that I'm talking about, the one to another confession, is really meant to help us to be able to communicate. It's meant for us just simply, in simple terms, just be real. Stop pretending. And the way it works for me today is, even though I did the hard confession early on, but the way it works for me today is I've lived in darkness for so long that I know what that feels like. And this may really be a simple term for you to hear, but when... today, when I do something wrong or hurt someone's feelings, I feel it in my stomach. I feel it in my belly, just in my gut, like something feels wrong. And that's an indication to me that I need to say I'm sorry to the person that I hurt, or it may be maybe they hurt me and it's bothering me. So I have the courage to go to the person and say, hey, the other day we talked, blah, blah, blah. Can we talk that through? So it's really meant to free us, Eric, so that we can live a life that is full, that is free of worry. We no longer pretend. We don't need to go to church and act like everything is okay. And I call it the free indeed kind of life, and I call it the one to another confession. I call it the one to another lifestyle. And I love living there. It's much better than pretending and living in this dark place where I just can barely get through the day.
Well, I guess the one question that pops into my mind is we have to find people to mm-hmm. whom we can confess, and that they're people. Many times you just say it's not worth it because they're not going to show me grace, or they're not going to try to understand. So I just won't share it with them.
I understand that's a big problem. And, I want to use the word shame here, because shame on us. As the body of Christ, if we cannot hear one another's burdens and listen as mature people, hear them out. And oftentimes we feel like we have to respond with some kind of I'll fix you, or a scripture verse, or an answer, or some kind of like we need to have this conversation. But the one to another confession really is about me telling you, sharing with you my heart. And as I do that, you listen to me. And at the end of that conversation, we have this feeling of connectedness. And as the body of Christ, we need to grow up, mature, and be good listeners, so that no matter what people bring to us, we can hear what they have to say and be compassionate toward that person, because really, are any one of us like perfect? I don't think so. We need to be free to share our burdens with one another.
Well, this is so huge. I hope there are all kinds of pastors listening and thinking about this, because it's commanded. It's right there in James.
Right.
And God never tells us anything except because he wants to bless us. He wants to free us. He wants to liberate us from our pain. The title of your book, The Secret Lies Within. Those lies needed to be freed by confession so that you could... so that they could be in the light of Christ and you could deal with them. But as long as you hide them, I mean, it's a very basic thing, but we don't practice it, generally speaking, in the church.
Walk in the light as he is in the light. And then we have fellowship one with another. And then the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. It's really about bringing our deeds into the light. And I really believe that if we could learn to do this in a healthy way, then people would open up. When I go share my story, Eric, I have many, many women come to me of all ages, say, you know, I've never told anyone this, but I want to tell you. People want to talk. And as women, I know for myself, I used to say, I just wish somebody would listen to me. I just wanted someone to listen to me. I wanted to be able to share my story without interruption. And that's why we do classes today. It's called Stories Times 8. And those classes are available for women to come to. Eight women, there's eight women in a class, and you're able to tell your story. You have 1 hour to tell your story uninterrupted. And I believe that there's anything that we need to do in the body of Christ that we need to get better at is, number one, we need to be able to be free to share our stories and to confess our wrongdoings, our struggles. But we also need to learn the art of listening.
Is there a website for people?
Yes, Stories Times 8. Broken Silence is the website.
BrokenSilence.com. BrokenSilence.com. Well, you obviously turned a corner. That's kind of putting it mildly. And everything changed at that point. And so at what point do you decide to start this business? And you said it was to help with the family income. Mm-hmm. What was your husband doing at that point?
Well, out of our pain, our purpose is born. And I truly believe without that one single confession to my husband that day, back in 1982, there would be no Auntie Anne's. There wouldn't be, because I was so broken. I was on my way out. So the power of confession is really all about there is a life beyond your pain. And out of our pain, our purpose was born. And through all of that, my husband began to study under Dr. Richard Dobbins. And back in the day, it was through correspondence, but he got his degree in counseling.
I want to hit pause again, and I want to pick that up on the other side of the break. Bad laws are forcing creative professionals to create and express messages through their art that directly contradict their deeply held beliefs. Hey, folks, this is Eric Metaxas. You may not believe it, but these are actual freedoms being fought for in the courts by my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF fights these pivotal court battles for free, but they cannot do it without your help. Give securely by clicking the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com or call 866-556-2770. That's 866-556-2770. Please help today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Democrats have released text of a resolution that authorizes the next phase of its impeachment inquiry against President Trump.
The 8-page resolution calls for open hearings and requires the House Intelligence Committee to submit a report outlining its findings and recommendations. House Rules Committee Chairman James McGovern says the resolution will, in his words, quote, provide a clear path forward, unquote, as the House begins a public phase of the impeachment inquiry.
Met's correspondent George Bonzanti. A federal judge has blocked an Alabama abortion ban that would have made the procedure a felony at any stage of pregnancy in almost all cases. The U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson issued a preliminary injunction blocking Alabama from enforcing that law, which would have called for a sentence of 10 years to life in prison for the abortion provider. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 13 points, the NASDAQ off 50. This is SRN News.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hey folks, I'm talking to Ann Beiler, Auntie Ann of Pretzel fame. The book is The Secret Lies Within. Ann, I know at some point you and your husband tried to figure out how to deal with this pastor who'd been abusing you. What happened?
We discovered there were many of us. My two sisters were also being abused at the same time I was, and there was other women in the church. And 10 years after the fact, then we found out that our youngest daughter had also been abused by him as a little girl. And, of course, that was devastating, and we wanted to do something, and we got as far as being able to take his license from two different denominations and didn't have enough of women that would come forward and take him to court, so we were never able to really do what I really wanted to do.
One more reason for women to speak up.
Absolutely. Sooner rather than later.
Yes. Okay, success. You had tremendous success. Your husband goes into counseling, and as a result of that, you decide you need to put some dough in the family coffers.
Mm-hmm.
And you just decide what? Just I'm good at making pretzels. How do you land on pretzels? It's like an Amish cliche. Yeah. Pretzels. What happened?
Yeah, right. So it was basically it's God's plan. And so Jonas went to work and he was doing free counseling for the Amish, the Mennonite community, which became his dream to help other families that struggled like we did. And so he became very passionate about that. And Jonas is my hero. You know, he was Jesus in the flesh to me. Without him, I would not be here today. And so I honored him. I loved him, and I honored him for just saving my life and her family. And I went to work at a farmer's market to make pretzels. I just wanted to do one little store and make enough money to pay the bills. And so Auntie Anne's is a modern-day business miracle, and it was God's plan, and it was part of the redemption. When I did that one confession, it's like there was a redemptive moment for us. And that really began the whole plan of redemption. And part of that plan was Auntie Anne's, which we had no idea. And we knew nothing about business. I grew up in an Amish community, my husband as well, eighth grade education. We had no business plan. We had no capital. But we had the opportunity to buy a store. And when we did, over the phone, it felt right. And we bought the store. And the plan just moved on from there. I mean, it was so fast. So much happened, and we found ourselves in corporate America around the world.
You cornered the market on pretzels.
Absolutely. We were the first in the business of
pretzels. But that's kind of funny, right? Because who would think of that? But it's true, uh-huh. Right? It's not like there's other pretzel stuff out there. You kind of found this thing, and wow.
We weren't trying to copy anyone. We were just doing the work, and that was right in front of us. And we continued to go through open doors and ended up being an international franchise company, which was scary for me. I mean, this little Amish girl in Lancaster County, I knew nothing about it. But let me tell you, we learned quickly. We brought in great people. I read books. I read many, many books about business, leadership, management, franchising. And my husband and I, and a great team. We had a great product. We had a great purpose. And we had great people.
And you it's given you a huge platform to talk about. Yes. I mean, you wouldn't be here now probably talking about this if God hadn't given you this gigantic platform. So many people listening right now, they know of you because of the pretzels. Mm-hmm. And I guess it just reminds me, too, that if you're scared to do the right thing, you have no idea what God has on the other side of it. You have no idea.
Absolutely. You know, I'm just so grateful that God gave us a pretzel first and then a platform, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for letting me come and just share my story on your show
today.
Well,
it's great. And your previous book is called A Twist of Faith. Mm-hmm. That is so clever. I can't take it. Ann Byler, really a joy to get to know you a little bit, to hear your story. Congratulations on the book, The Secret Lies Within. Thanks so much. Folks, I want to encourage you once again and beg you if necessary. Okay, I'm begging. The Alliance Defending Freedom, these folks are heroes. They do what they do, but they cannot do it without your help. They need you. It's very important. Our website is MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see the banner. Please give generously. This is an important thing that they're doing. They need your help.